Here's your Kennedy Malloy catch-up for anything you've missed. You don't want to miss the unbelievable deal of the year from Bosch. Grab a Bosch Heavy Duty Pro Core 18-volt two-piece brushless kit for $299 at selected retailers now. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Yeah, baby, welcome to the big Tuesday edition of Kennedy Malloy. Hello, Jane Kennedy.
Hello, Mick Malloy.
Hello, Dangerous Dave.
G'day, guys.
Everyone in attendance, great.
Spice Girls
are at it again.
Not again.
Yeah, they went to Cardiff. Sound, no good.
Oh, well, that's not their fault.
I'm sensing a pattern of behaviour. Yeah.
Sounds like sabotage.
Wowee. Yeah, we'll get to the bottom of that. Have we got some audio to play, Dave?
We will.
I hope so. French Open, we're going to discuss.
What?
An outfit that caused a bit of problems on our show last year.
Oh, this is 1 year ago today.
Serena Williams.
This is a year since our first fight on air.
Really awkward for me too. Jeez, I don't know
where
to look.
It's our 1 year anniversary.
Did you take her side? I think you took Jane's side.
No.
I took no sides. Oh. Mummy and Daddy were fighting.
That's
I didn't like it.
You didn't like it.
All right, we'll get to the bottom of that.
We'll
bring you up to speed with all the new styles of the day. France is supposed to be the fashion capital, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes, but wait till you see
stuff
what people
coming
wearing.
Out of there.
Hey, we're going to talk with Grant Denyer.
Yay!
And that's exciting news because he's got a new show. Another new show. Grant gets a lot of new shows. He's in the good books at
and
10.
And I'm guessing he's been nominated for a Gold Logie.
No, he hasn't this year.
What? Been overlooked.
He's the current Gold Logie
winner.
He's
the reigning champ.
The reigning champ. We'll talk to him who he thinks might win the Gold Logie.
No, how will be anyone who's cheated, like Cody. And Toady, the Neighbours
listen,
crew.
Don't you say
yes,
that.
Jane,
don't you say
you
that about Neighbours.
They are right
no,
up their
I'll
elbows
get to the bottom
the
of
greatest,
it.
Greatest, well,
no.
scandal
it's not.
In Logie's history.
Since last week.
Oh, hey, you got one job.
Yeah.
We'll be opening that up to callers.
All right.
You know, when you do something, you got one job and you stuff it up completely.
Yeah.
Well, there's a few examples we need to wade through.
Excellent.
Who's our special guest today?
Dave Thornton is our special guest.
Thorno,
which is great.
I call him.
Thorno?
Yes.
Well, that's a bit presumptuous of you.
He doesn't like it, but I call him that. Hey, we'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. So much to get through.
Yeah. Also, Mount Everest is in a bit of chaos.
We'll get to that.
I'm just enticing people to stay with
that.
Us.
When the music drops out, Jane,
I'm
you
just
stop
teasing our audience.
What's going on?
Says who?
What's the etiquette here?
Well, generally, you move on to your first topic. That's generally, but hey, you can break the rules.
It's like your first show or something.
No,
is it?
You don't have to.
What are you, my you're my overlord, are you?
Well, I'm just saying that there's certain conventions we've spent a long time constructing on the program.
Sure. I understand.
But it is
when the
story,
music
though.
Goes down, you stop talking.
You want to have another fight, don't you? We don't want to have a 1 year anniversary fight.
I not complain. I don't like fighting, you know.
What's
I'm
wrong?
Not...
Are you having trouble at home again? Because I know you're not happy at home.
What's wrong?
It's got marital issues.
Jane.
Children have all gone away.
I've got two away and it's
worrying
me.
Where are they, on camp?
Yes, and they're in the great outdoors and I think it's going to be pretty cold.
They'll be having the time of their life.
They will not.
They'll be
miserable. Why doesn't the school tell the parents what's going on? Why do we have to be...
Finally out of the claws of their tiger mum.
Yeah.
Do you have to
be part of everything?
Yes.
It's like claustrophobic for young boys.
I'm not a helicopter parent. That's ridiculous.
Oh, you are. Come on.
I'm not. I took them out for a big feed the night before they left. Yes, I fed them with steak.
So what do you think? They're not at school camp, what, they're going to...
Oh, you know what? This is the problem.
They're going to have to eat someone because they're going to school camp.
No, I'm going to expose camps. You know what? Camping.
What do you mean?
Well, camping is really good fun when you're grown up. And you do it in style and you can eat really well and you've got great equipment. For some reason, schools want to punish kids and put them off camping for life.
Why? How?
They give them crap equipment. They give them shit food.
Okay.
They really make it miserable for them. They try and toughen kids up. Why don't you encourage kids to enjoy the great outdoors instead of making it miserable?
So you want to go like on some kind of like...
Don't you say glamping
or
I'll kill you.
Something.
No. Have fun. Why do you have to...
Put them in a pith helmet and send them to South Africa so they can ride around and shoot a large animal?
I'm just saying, why do you have to make small children do 30-kilometre hikes and things like that. Just
are you allowed to contact them?
No, I'm not.
Did they take their mobiles?
They're not allowed to take their phones.
Didn't smuggle them in?
No. I did ask them too, and they said, Mum, didn't you read the notice? It said,
they'll be having
no
the time
phone.
Of their lives. This will be their favourite week
absolutely.
Of the year.
Up all night.
I know I'm not alone in this. I know a lot of parents worry when their kids go away, and you can't do anything. You feel hamstrung.
Well, you're like an astronaut's wife, are you? Waiting for your boys to come home from camp.
I just don't know what's going to happen. That's all. Anyway,
you're rather sad. Hey, get on a
brighter note.
I don't know, what is it? World Hamburger Day.
It is.
Oh wow!
Have you celebrated?
No.
What's your favourite burger, if you had to choose?
A quarter pounder from McDonald's.
Oh, yeah, I do like that.
Do you remember the quad burger?
No.
Oh, do you remember the quad? It had four bits of meat on it.
From McDonald's?
It was a quad burger. No, it was either McDonald's or Hungry Jack's. Yeah. It was a quad burger. I used to say call it quad for quadruple bypass.
Yeah, exactly.
Because that was like the big, you wouldn't get it on his hand luggage. It was an absolute monster.
What was your favourite? That was the quad.
Well, the pounder. We used to make a pounder.
You had a mate
who did it. He used to go in after hours, make a pounder.
That is still the best job ever to work at Macca's too.
Yeah.
I didn't do it, but I've heard it's a good job.
Oh, good Lord.
I'm saying,
I have no touch with the comedy.
Were you too good for it?
No, I was desperate to work at McDonald's.
Didn't want to go on camp.
No.
Didn't want to do her apprenticeship at
I was a rather chubby child, so it wasn't a good idea for me to work at Macca's. I would have eaten half of it.
Okay.
That was the problem. There you go.
Well, happy Hamburger Day. Anyway.
Happy Hamburger Day, whatever that means.
What's your favourite burger, dude?
Oh, I like one with a lot. Like a old-fashioned fish and chip shop.
Not beetroot and egg.
Of course. Beetroot is great.
What's wrong with you?
That's unnecessary.
In a hamburger, yes, please.
All right, then
beetroot, egg and pineapple.
Oh,
a lot.
Man.
You don't eat that.
I do.
All right.
Hey, well,
I don't know you.
Well, you don't.
Okay.
Who are you?
Hey, when we come back, Spice Girls, can we play some audio?
Yes, please.
We're here thanks to Bosch. By the way, grab your Bosch Heavy Duty ProCore 18-volt two-piece brushless kit for just $299.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Grant Denyer's going to join us this hour, in the next half hour or so. Then Dave Thornton, Thorno, in the second hour as well.
I call him Thorno.
I can't call him that?
No.
Oh.
You come up with your own
name. I call him David.
You call him Mr. T.
Mr. T.
You call him Dave. You call him David.
Yes.
You call him Mr. T and I'll call him Thorno.
Right, done.
And you be nice to Grant Denyer, please.
Yes.
Be respectful to all our guests today.
I'll pat him on the head. I'll pat him on the head.
Well, that's patronising.
A little.
Do you know how small he is?
Why do you keep drawing? I mean, it's dirt.
He's the size of his own gold Logie.
What does it matter how big he is? It's all about talent, isn't it? Back to you.
Oh, my God. Is that it? Is it? That's your contribution.
Done.
And
soon.
Well, I'll defend Grant too. Grant will be listening right now.
Well, maybe he'll learn something.
Oh my God! Listen, you're in a funny old mood.
What's up?
Chill, man.
Well, I have to be nice to everyone, do I?
Yes.
Hey, what about the Spice Girls? What happened to the Spice Girls?
Oh my God, this is terrible.
So yesterday where were they?
They were in Dublin. They kicked off their amazing 14-day UK.
Well, it was a roll gold disaster.
Oh yeah.
If you weren't there, let me recreate the magic. Here we were in where was it?
Dublin, I believe.
Dublin.
Yeah, have a listen.
Wow.
Yeah. Speaker.
Well, that's been worth the wait. All those fans out there who've been really looking forward to it. Now, they said it was one-off. It was bad
And it was going to be better, and they were off to Cardiff next.
We'll correct this.
Yep.
Last night, Cardiff.
Yeah, yep. Mel B said, I'm sorry that that's stuffed up.
Yeah,
Everything will be fine. Yeah. And so let's hear what happened in Cardiff. Another technical disaster. So you've got a theory, don't you, Mick?
Wow. I'm suggesting to you they've worked out there's two possibilities. Mm. We can give it to them crystal clear and expose the Spice Girls as being terrible, or we can put it down to audio problems
and technical issues.
Yeah. And they've decided to go with technical issues to protect the girls.
They can't do this for 14 nights, though. I mean, two down, only 12 to go.
They need to fly in posh.
That's not going to make a difference.
He's clearly the best singer.
Mm.
Oh, but that's very disappointing for people because I would have loved to have gone to see them, see the Spice Girls. You know I'm a big fan, but that's sad. What were you saying? What are you looking at me like that for?
Would you?
Are you being sincere or?
Oh my God. If I was on, I've told you, if I'm on a dance floor and a Spice Girls song comes on, I'm there. I'm not going to, you don't want me to sing, or do you?
When was the last time you were on a dance floor? Do you still go out like to nightclubs and stuff?
How
there?
Dare you?
Do you go dancing?
You don't know me at all,
do you? Dance around your $10,000 handbag.
Would you?
Which you got from Chanel in Paris.
How dare you?
With all your
doubt that I don't dance.
Would you dance to this? Would you want to be my
lover? Yes, I would. Gotta get with my
friends. Hey, I think they're doing all right on their own. Do you know what? This is what? It's
don't you think it's more? Don't you think it paints me as a fun girl that I go out dancing?
I just think it's age inappropriate for you to.
I beg your pardon.
Out on a
one more quip like that. Smart ass. And you're going to cop it fair in the chops.
Now, you know what
in
you're
your
doing?
Big hairy chops.
You're trying to celebrate our first argument on air.
That's true.
Which was a year ago. Oh. I know it was a year ago to this week because it was the French Open.
Yes.
It was.
And you, I don't know what you were on, but you decided, do you remember this? Serena Williams had come out and was wearing an inappropriate cat.
It wasn't inappropriate.
Shirt. Well, it was because it was against the rules.
So wasn't against the rules.
It was against the rules, and she was asked.
Hands gone up, everyone. Just want to let you know. I'm getting the big nod and the hand.
Asked to remove it, and she had to remove it because it wasn't within the prescribed.
I don't remember that conversation.
Oh, I've got it. Don't worry. Did you want to hear it?
Yes, no. Let's do it. Come on. Come on. This is us discussing Serena Williams' fashion choices at the French Open 1 year ago.
Here it is. I'm in daddy of fighting.
Who cares what you think because you don't even like the tennis. So
I hate tennis.
Well, it doesn't matter what you think.
Yeah, but it's not about tennis.
Oh,
it's
now you're respectful to the world of tennis.
I'm not respectful at all. They can do what they want.
No,
that's my
you're
point.
Saying they can't.
I'm saying they can do what they want. Well, whoever organises the French Open.
Well, they've got no open if they've got no players.
Oh, well, bad luck.
Serena will just go stuff you. I'm not turning up.
Front up, take your shirt in, put your collar on.
Try and get a tournament.
If not, don't do it.
Bernard Tomic and no one else. Good luck to you.
Oh, geez. I'd love to. Oh, great.
Anyway, let's go to our callers.
You've made a very good point there. It's a ripper.
Oh, that is very patronising.
Oh, yeah, here we go.
Oh, my God. That's awkward. Oh.
When you hear that back now, you must be embarrassed. Oh. They're at it again, though, with the...
I've got five children. I know I had to combat someone trying to take on mum.
All right.
It weren't very successful.
Hey, now, we were talking about fashion.
And Serena Williams, sorry, she's worn another remarkable outfit. This time, it's a black and white poncho. That she later removed to display a crop top and a flared skirt. Oof. And on it is words saying champion, mom, queen, all in French, and goddess.
She loves the mum card, doesn't she? It's like she's the first woman to ever give birth to anyone.
It's a bit tedious.
It's a bit.
I'm a bit over it.
I'm a mum. Okay,
wow, I'm a Wimbledon champion. I'm a mum. We really don't care.
We get it. We're all,
Whoopee-doo. Anyway.
And what about your boyfriend, Federer?
Yeah, well, he's disappointed me greatly.
Have you seen what he's wearing?
It's actually quite hideous. It's, it's a poo brown top.
Well, let's hear it described by Catherine Whittaker and Simon Briggs.
He walked out onto Philippe Chatrier, first time in 4 years, dressed as sort of the most stylish turd in history. I mean, what is that?
Brown and unflushable, don't you think?
So, I mean, come on, but is there anyone out there that thinks a pale brown is a good look?
It takes a special clothes horse to make beige look bold.
Yeah, it's really fugly, and it's a Uniqlo because, of course, we know Uniqlo is his life. And he's sponsored by Uniqlo for life.
Yeah, so it's what I call diarrhea brown.
Yep.
It almost looks like he's...
It's clingy.
No, it looks like he's what do you call it? Camouflaged onto a car. Like you can't see him darting around. It's like a bobbing head.
Or he looks like a UPS delivery man. It's the same colouring. Anyway, that's what he's up to at
prefer
the moment.
Prefer him at the piano and he's just wearing his jeans.
Really?
I could only think of tennis and nothing else when I first started. Once I began taking time for myself.
All right, take all the time you need.
Yes,
we'll be back after this.
A drive home that's a little unpredictable. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Grant Denyer soon, then Mr. T in the second hour as well, Dave Thornton.
Grant Denyer, are you nominated for anything this year?
I think so.
I'm not sure.
I was about to sneeze.
Oh, bless you.
I think I'm allergic to Grant Denyer. I'm not. I don't think he is this year. Oh, hang on, let me just look. I've got my list here.
Okay, and there's your Logie list.
Any of his shows?
No.
He'll tell us. We'll ask
him. Yeah, he's coming up.
All right.
He's got enough run. He won the gold Logie last year.
Won a gold Logie and a show, doesn't for a get show better that was axed.
Doesn't get better than that.
And what's his show this year?
Oh, my God, I've already told you. No, well, think of it. Yeah. I've told you in the last 15 minutes, I told you what it's called.
No.
I've said it to you about 15 times, actually. It's got the word celebrity in it.
Celebrity Pap Smear.
Oh, what do you want about?
That's a good show.
I would not watch that.
I'm not going to tell you what it is. You ask him and it's...
Turkey Slap the Stars.
It's going to be so embarrassing then when you ask Grant. Say, you've got such little interest in our guests.
Okay, way back. We're showbiz mates.
I don't think that's true.
You wait till we get together. We're like two bulls in a paddock.
Oh, yeah.
Have you really? You haven't spent much time with Denya?
Not really.
I've spent more time with Denya than you have.
Oh, right. It's not a contest.
I think it is.
Hey, by the way, have you been paying attention? Very funny last night.
Oh, it was a good
very
show.
Very good show. Hey, who's that music guy? What's his name?
Conrad Sewell.
What's he do?
He's Conrad Sewell. He's a music guy. He's got
what would I've heard him from? Was he like on The Voice or something? Or?
No. I think he's one of the few musicians in Australia who's had a conventional singing career. I
don't know if he'll be back. See, he copped a whooping.
He did cop a bit of a whooping. He had a good sense of humour, though, didn't he?
He did.
I don't know if he handled it that well.
He went with the flow.
Looked a bit punch drunk. Looked a bit rope-a-dope to me by the end of it. Can I say this?
Yes.
Neighbours stars are a bunch of cheats.
Listen, you better know what you're talking about. Again, I'm very worried when you talk about anything like this.
Toadie's dead to me. So Toadie has been caught red-handed.
No, he hasn't.
With his hand in the till.
What?
Trying to...
Listen, just stop. What? Stop. Take a breath.
What?
Before you start just slandering, and just stick to what the story is. Don't say hand in the till. Well, what's got nothing to do with stealing?
He's cheating.
He's How? Not.
Toadie has been caught red-handed.
Let me read the story.
Oh, all right, you do it.
It may have something to do with my mate Colette Mann. She may have told people on Instagram to vote for Toadie and for Eve Morey for their roles as Sonia and Toadie Rebecca. And she may have encouraged overseas people to vote.
Boo.
That's all right.
You can't do it, mate.
Of course you can. May have encouraged
you
it. And she may
it,
have
Dave.
Said, look up the Australian White Pages and pick a suburb and a postcode.
It's a voting
And then you can vote.
Oh, so it's only Australia only.
Well, it doesn't make that 100% clear, does it?
How many overseas fans do you think Neighbours has
Massive
compared to your other shows? So if you mobilise that voting
Which
audience,
in fact says how they should win because it's so popular, it's global,
worldwide.
As opposed to somebody who people go, who the hell is that Gardner?
How's that nutty beardo from the ABC supposed to compete with that?
Well, he shouldn't, and therefore he shouldn't win the Gold Logie. People who are really popular should win.
So you're advocating that cheating is fine when it comes to...
I'm advocating it should be all right.
You're okay for Toadie to steal a gold Logie.
Don't say steal, and he's not
well,
up
he is.
For it. See, this is
oh,
where...
What's he up for?
Don't mess with my celebrity report.
Jane knows.
He's not up for it. He's up for a popular actor. But because he has put in an unbelievable performance, I'm going to get Ryan in here, and you're going to be embarrassed. Ryan's put in a stunning performance.
We get on famously.
Do you?
We're old.
Have you met
you
Tony?
And Tony?
I haven't met him. Oh. I believe he's a lovely guy, but a cheat.
Oh.
get him on.
Your list of cheaters is getting bigger and bigger. You've got Roger Federer. Now you've got
Roger Federer
Ryan Maloney.
Is.
25 years Tony's been doing that role on Neighbours. That's outstanding.
He's made me so upset. It's been
nominated.
A very upsetting storyline.
Is that story the longest Neighbours run?
Is this deja vu? Oh, we literally had this conversation yesterday.
Stop shouting at me.
And we said, no, Paul Robinson, Stephen Dennis has been there, so has Alan Fletcher.
Okay, all right, settle down. Jeez.
God, don't you listen.
She's going to have to get the jigger out. she's gone berserk.
It's so frustrating. I went through it all yesterday. You clown. Anyway, I'm sure they'll get over
but
it.
But Toadie needs to apologise. Toadie needs to come out and apologise.
No, he doesn't.
For trying to steal
wasn't his fault?
A gold Logie.
People are trying to.
He's not
to...
up for a gold, mate.
Hey, Dave, don't all ever right. correct me on him. Okay. Oh, by the way, you must be happy.
Me?
Because I see Channel 10 have got Pilot Week back. And after you tried to destroy it last year, do you remember that? When you turned on.
Oh, yeah.
It was like
a lot
you
of press
turned
on
Channel 10 and you accused them of, well, I don't know what it was. Was it being hating women?
I'm not
you
speaking
said, you
until
said
you
10, You said Channel 10
down.
Must hate women.
I'm not saying anything until you
all shows.
Be quiet.
You sunk Dave O'Neill's
I did
show.
Not.
You
put
did
his,
not
put his own money
that.
Into that. And he was a regular on our show.
I thought it was the best.
You pretty much, I don't know.
Right.
Tanked it.
Everybody knows that your sense of humour is actually verging on really, it's incredibly immature today. And last year I did point out that there seemed to be a lot of shows fronted by men.
Well, they all were.
They all were. They Thank all you very were. Much.
No, you made a good point. I was on your side.
Okay.
It's just highly unusual for you to turn on your own.
I didn't turn on my own. Anyway, and so anyway, they,
Channel
they have
10
got
took
the
it
new
in
ones.
The spirit it was intended to.
Well, there seemed to they be dirtied, a good right mix.
Mm. Well, they've
a
responded,
good mix this year.
And it is a good mix. What's your favourite? Let's run through
Okay,
them.
My favourite is Part-Time Privates.
I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll do this when we come back.
All right. I'll tell you about
we'll
that.
We'll have a look. We'll make up our favourites. All Dave, right. You pick one too.
You bet.
I'll allow you to talk for
Thank
a bit.
Thank you, mate. Appreciate that. Nice to be part of the show.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Katie should know better.
I have said his acting performance this year has been incredible. He's brought me to tears.
How long has he been on the show?
I've told you for a very long time.
25 years.
A bit of respect, please.
Okay, Dave.
Be quiet. Someone who is also one of my favourite characters on the show.
Is he cheating as well? What's he doing?
Well, he's not. People are cheating on him. And it's devastating. We got Mark Brennan, who plays Scott McGregor. Oh, sorry, Scott McGregor. See, I always call you Mark, and I know that you're Scott. Scott McGregor, thanks for calling.
How you going, guys?
Hey, Scotty. How are you, buddy?
Good. Mickey, I'm not happy with you, mate. You're laying the boot in for an Australian icon of television.
Yes.
What is going on?
Well,
you're Toadfish.
You know what? I'm disappointed in the Toadfish because
Why?
You know, I've watched him for so many years, and to finally work out he's rorting the system. He is. I must be disappointing to you too, Scotty.
I think Colette Mann might have a bit to answer for, don't you?
You know what? If I know Colette Mann, which I do,
yes.
She probably has. I'm going to be honest. I think it probably is her fault. I don't mind pointing fingers at Colette because it's usually her.
I don't mind either.
Hey, Scotty, what are you nominated for?
No, absolutely nothing, Mick, and I'm not happy about it. I don't know, I'm lucky to get an invite to the Logie.
Scott.
I get nominated.
I'm you sorry.
I'll take it as my plus one.
Guys, you know what? I was on the front cover of the TV Week not long ago. That's how good I'm going.
Scotty.
Right, well, what's your character?
I just want, can I tell, because I watch it every night,
okay,
Scotty.
Do you know what's going on?
I do, and I just wanted to say you should be at the Logies and you should be up for an award because your fiancé, the night before your wedding, slept with your sister, correct?
Okay, we're talking about his character now, aren't we?
Is that correct, Scotty?
That's correct, yeah. Look, what great television.
And then Ellie, when they finally get married and she tells him on the wedding day, afterwards she's just recently told you that she's not the father of your baby.
Yeah. Cool. It's all happening in Ramsay Street.
It's always happening at Ramsay Street.
Sounds like keys in the bowl at Ramsay Street these days.
It's a bit like that, Mickey.
Find Mr. Meaden. Jeez, I might start watching again.
Hey, Scott, Toadfish, really, Ryan, is a great actor, and it was amazing performances during that time. Let's get serious for a minute.
Can
I just say, Eve Morey, who has been nominated for Gold, I've worked with a lot of actors, and she is honestly just the most incredible, inspirational person I've ever worked with. Not only is she a beautiful person, but she just deserves everything that
Well, I'm behind her for gold, Scott. I'm going to say Eve for gold.
And what about Toadie? Showbiz arsehole?
Hey.
What about...
Hey, Mick, sorry. What is your experience and success in television?
I've been a giant of this business for 30 years.
Your track record's not exactly glowing. You've sunk a few shows as well along the way.
Yes, I've been sacked by every network, but apart from that, when is it my turn to shine?
Oh
when do
God.
I get to be nominated for it?
Hey, Scott, you still hope you're forging on in the series, and we hope that something good happens to you and you crack
Scotty,
on
what
to
happens?
Another person.
Tell us what happens in the future for Mark Brennan.
Oh, I can't give too much away, but...
That's code for I've no idea.
No, you know what I've noticed? No.
You know what? You're not wrong.
Scott, the opening titles is a giveaway. That's all I'll say because you and Ellie aren't in the same scene in the opening
there
titles.
You go.
Cool.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah. All right. Good luck. Hey, and you can only vote for Toadie once, okay? If I find out, I'll go through
He's
this.
An icon. Spotlight in the boot in, Mickey.
All right.
Hey, Scotty.
How many wives he had over the journey?
Who knows?
they've all carked it.
He's been on there for 25 years. He's been through three wives. Yeah. Has anyone considered he may be bumping them off?
That is true.
Like the toadfish might be somehow.
Serial killer.
Hey, Scotty, we hope to see you on the Gold Coast at the Logies,
Thanks so much.
See you on the dance floor.
All right.
Bye, Treve.
Good on you.
Yeah. No, don't you ever question why bona fide is on TV.
Well, I shall.
I guess what I'm doing at the moment.
What?
I'm up to episode 5 of season 1 of Game of Thrones.
Oh, really?
Hence my point.
Did you? This is unbelievable.
Sorry.
Did you see what's...
We're not persisting with this, are we? We don't. It's done. It is over.
No, I'm watching it at the moment.
Mm.
But last night, this is unbelievable.
What?
The mountain beheaded his horse.
I know.
They were having a tournament.
Stop telling me.
And one of the horses is on heat, and his stallion, it distracts his stallion. He gets off. He's so upset. He, Wooshka.
Head off.
He cuts the head off his own horse.
Oh, my God.
How was that? And then the hound turned up, and it was game on. Mofo.
You're saying this like I haven't seen it.
Have you watched it?
7 years ago. Catch up.
It's unbelievable.
You're not persisting with this every day, are you? Because I won't be able to stand it.
Well, I'm watching it.
No, I'm going to bang.
Gee, it was a good episode.
Well, you're not going to talk about it every day.
Can't wait to see what happens tonight. Spoiler alert. Right. No one tell me what happens in episode 6 of season 1.
Oh, my God.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy. Kennedy Molloy.
Everybody loves Grant Denyer. So much so, we gave him a gold Logie.
Thank you, everybody around Australia, for voting for this. This is absolutely incredible.
TV execs love him. He's hosted and won Dancing with the Stars and a million Sunrise Weather Crosses and a lot of episodes of Family Feud.
I've said survey says 30,000 times.
And now he's back at 6 p.m. with Celebrity Name Game, keeping the Channel 10 censors busy.
G or D? You prefer the G or Alana, do you love the D?
But there are some malicious rumours about diva-like behaviour spreading from this very studio.
Grant Denyer.
Have you shaved his arsehole?
I beg your pardon.
He is the top of the tree.
Oh, he's not.
The smaller the star, the bigger the diva.
Here to defend himself, please welcome Grant Denyer.
That was from you yourself, Grant.
What's wrong with you?
Grant said
that. Why would you say that?
Hello, Grant.
It's just rude. Hello, how are you?
You know.
Do you like anyone in this industry?
I am quoting the man himself. Is that not true? You were listening in the gym and you were just, you know.
Yeah, you guys were having a bit of fun and you called me the biggest diva in television. And I was just recovering from a back injury and I was balancing on a fitness ball and I fell off. I nearly had to put myself back in hospital.
It's good to hear. How are you, mate? Are you all good?
So
the rain, just before we get on to your own show, which has opened up proceedings, 6 o'clock on Channel 10. Yeah, the reigning champ, the gold Logie current holder, who wins this year?
Ooh.
Are those cheats from Neighbours?
You've got to drop that cheat from Neighbours and Eve Moray.
It's controversial.
It is controversial,
isn't it? I don't think it'll be the bloke from the ABC who appears to be dressed as Forrest Gump when he ran across America. Costa.
Did you know who he was? I had no idea who that was.
Well, I had caught a bit of his gardening work before.
See, so you're a bit of a gardener, aren't you?
And as someone who used to do weather on Sunrise, you had to then go on and host about 10 of your own shows before you got nominated for Gold Logie. Do you think it's appropriate for someone who's
sole
job is working with the cash cow who should be up there in Gold Logie nomination? Speak freely.
We're now in the era of the lobbying.
That's a no. That's a no.
Well, this is interesting. The lobbying and the pressure. Is there pressure when you are nominated for a Logie? Is there pressure for you to try and garner votes?
I couldn't bring myself to do it. I thought it was a bit too icky to put your hand up.
Did you have staff to do it for you, Grant?
No, I didn't, but I did at the last stages. Remember, I had Tom Gleeson completely ambushed my campaign in the dying stages there and just took over and had nothing to do with me whatsoever. To the point where it was pretty gross. Like, he would go on the project and he would refuse to leave as a guest and would just get the audience into a 5-minute chant as Grant for Gold.
Well, there you go. Who wins this year?
I reckon Amanda Keller.
Now you have to say that because you work with her.
No, mate, she's 30 years she's been in the game.
She's aging her. We ladies have to be very careful with that.
But you're right. You know, you talk about people who are experienced. She's come up through the ranks of radio and television. And I'm a bit iffy about the world of reality television stars. suddenly getting this new
you want to see
10
someone
minutes of fame.
Oh, you should try and have your show up against MAFS, Dancing with the Stars. That's a hell of a lot of fun, that is.
Don't worry, I've had one up against it.
Hey,
it,
one of the best times I had going on a television show was Family Feud. I went on and we were representing, have you been paying attention? I went on with Tom Gleisner, yes. Sam Payne and Ed Cavalier.
Well, there's a brains trust.
Well, honestly, the three dumbest boys you could ever. They, I mean, they've got a few brains between them, but they went to jelly. They could not answer a single question, could they, Grant? They were terrible. No. And we lost to bloody Chris Brown and Amanda Keller, and we lost to the living room. Oh, I was ropeable.
Well, you lost to Miguel, who can barely speak English.
Who's new to this country.
That's correct. Now, tell us about your new show and the format. And where does this come from, a celebrity name game?
It's funny you should ask that. It's called Celebrity Name Game as opposed to what Mick called it a little bit before. Do you know what you call it, Mick? Celebrity Pap Smear.
I said that's a show that would be fun to watch.
No. It was actually invented by Courtney Cox and David Arquette, Courtney Cox from Friends fame,
right.
And they would have these, you know, big nights at their Malibu mansion where they would swill, no doubt, a very expensive red, and the likes of Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston would come over and they would just play games around the fire pit, and then they were sort of like, well, there's something in this, and then they turned it into its own television format, which has won 2 Emmys in America. So that was its origins.
There you go. Now, so obviously this is a great home for celebrities. Over the next few weeks, we'll see Casey Donovan, Denise Drysdale, Bo Ryan, Courtney Act, Johnny Ruffalo. Did I not get the memo? Am I not on your speed dial?
Well, I was hoping you would come on because you're an idol of mine, Mick, and I'd love to have you on any day of the week. Do you want to have a quick go now?
Well, sure. Fire away. What happens?
All right. I'll read some clues. You got to tell me who I'm talking about.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
She's been on more Playboy covers than anybody
Jane
else.
Jane Kennedy. Okay. Barbra Streisand.
Think running slow-mo up the beach. Friends with Julian Assange.
What's her name?
Yep.
Do I have to actually name her?
Oh, can I help you?
Yes, you can.
Pamela Anderson.
There you go.
She has obviously hopeless.
Conjugal visits with Julian Assange. was that your next clue? Give me another one.
Okay. It's a giant structure in Sydney. It's made out of metal. It goes from one side of the harbour.
It's John Law's hair.
Well, that's the caliber of contestant you're going to get if Mick goes on Celebrity Name Game, Grant.
I've just retracted your invite.
I saw that giant idiot Ed Cavalier on it. I saw a clip on him paying attention. Did he get short shrift? Did he? He looked like a bit of a bozo.
He's the only one to insult one of our contestants at the moment. The celebrity's supposed to come on and help them over the finish line to win $10,000, and he called one of the contestants brain dead. So
he got a bit impatient. That doesn't sound like Ed at all.
High standards.
Good on you, mate. Now, are you going to be up at the Logies?
Yeah, I'll be there.
Gold Coast, I will see you there. We'll go out and hit the town.
Well, that's not a great idea.
I look forward to pushing you down Cavill Ave in a shopping trolley with a slab on our shoulder at 3 a.m, my friend.
Good God.
That sounds like a date.
Well, and Grant, good to talk to you.
Name game. This sounds good.
Sounds good. I like it.
Thanks, guys.
Grant Denyer there, 6 o'clock weeknights on 10. I've just been told Ryan Maloney's just called through.
Oh, good Lord.
Toady.
You know I'm on his corner.
Okay, all right.
You're in trouble.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
We've been speaking about Neighbours.
You've been trashing an Australian icon.
I beg your pardon.
You have been on the front foot.
I think we know that is the biggest load of BS of all time.
Suggesting Ryan Maloney's a cheat.
Listen.
I'm paraphrasing you.
You know I watch Neighbours every night.
Yes.
And I'm thrilled to say.
I was defending him.
Well, don't worry about that.
Dave.
He's here to defend himself.
Oh, hello. He's on the line.
We got Ryan Maloney on the line. Ryan.
Hello, Ryan, a.k.a. Toadfish.
Hey, Toady, Ryan Maloney.
Ryan.
This is amazing to have you on the line, and please don't listen to what Mick Malloy says.
What do you say to Jane's accusations of cheating? Was there like to make a public statement at this stage, Ryan?
So are you saying that essentially on that crap that after 25 years I've got to resort to cheating?
Ryan, I think we know about Mick's record in the world of television
Call me back when you've been sacked by every network, Ryan.
He's been sacked by every network. But I've been congratulating
you. You've had more nominations than me though, mate.
Is this your first nomination, Ryan?
After 25 years, yeah.
No.
I'd at least try to get gold, wouldn't you?
Hey.
If you win, are you going to thank all your UK fans?
Oh.
Listen. If you win, will you thank me? Can you thank me for all my support?
No, don't, so, don't you?
I'd thank my family, all the friends, all the cast and neighbours, and Mick Malloy, who's been in my
God's
corner.
Thanks.
Yeah. He's been running my campaign.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, Ryan, I want to get a bit serious for a minute. You and Eve Murray had the most excruciatingly sad storyline the last few months, and it was absolutely brilliant. I bawled my eyes out every night, but your performances were really fabulous. I really mean that, and so you should be nominated.
She's a nerdy fan.
I'm happily a nerdy fan.
If you run into her at the Logies, Ryan, you might need some capsicum spray.
It's all right.
I'll save you a seat on our table. There you go.
Hey, I'll tell you what, I'll fit right in. Ryan, 25 years of being on the show, that's amazing. It must be, you know, a good family out there.
Oh, mate, it's absolutely brilliant out there. Yeah, we love it. And I think the storyline that we've been producing over the last few months has only kind of brought us all more together. So,
it's really
cool.
How many wives have you killed off over the journey? Haven't you had three? Have you had three wives over the journey?
I've had three. Yeah, I've had a number of. I think I've had like about five weddings or something like that.
Five weddings.
But, you know, only one of them is actually dead now, so the other one came back to life.
That's right. And are we going to see D? Does D come back? Spoiler alert, but you know, you're not going to say, are you?
I think our UK voters has already ruined that for everyone.
Hey,
mate, do you ever sneak over? Do you ever go over to the UK and just swan around? Because you'd be huge over there, wouldn't you?
Oh, you'd
like
be mobbed.
Will you get mobbed when you go down the street in London?
No, it's pretty quiet, actually, because I'm the last person they expect to see. So, you know, I'm just kind of going incognito, which is good.
Hey, Scotty McGregor called up before as well, just to set Mick Malloy straight and to be a bit respectful, which was great to hear from as well. Look, congratulations.
How do people vote for you, Ryan, if they are legitimate Australian voters? And
come on,
not the
let's get you. Let's
UK
get you this Logie.
Colette Mann, by the way, is what's she like?
No, she was helpful. She's like a character, Sheila. She was just trying to be. She's gone a bit over the odds and encouraged.
How do people vote for you, Ryan?
Well, you know, I think it opens again on the 24th of June or something like that. I don't know. See, I don't actually like have Facebook or anything like that. So, I don't worry.
I'll help you. I'll campaign for you.
What
and
are
Eve.
You like? frightened of technology or something?
Also, here comes Mr. Technical Head himself. Mick Malloy's got no idea himself. He wouldn't know how to do it either.
Oh,
so,
geez. Hey, now
I'll shoot you a text message, Nick.
If you could fax me, that'd be better.
Now, if you win.
In this, what's your category?
Most popular.
I'm asking
actor.
Ryan, Joe. Ryan, what's your category?
Most popular actor.
Most popular actor. Yeah. I want to meet. If you win this,
why
family.
Should you get?
Not about
why?
You,
it's not about you.
Not about you.
Because you've
not
been in his corner.
You have not, but you are now.
In all seriousness, I'm actually just appreciative of the pat on the back, and I'm actually kind of. I'm okay with that from this point on. I think it's
that's
nice.
That's bullshit.
You know.
It's win at all costs.
Really, I am.
Ryan.
It is. You crawl over that opposition. Who are the other idiots?
I'll tell you who the other idiots
category.
Are. Aaron Peterson from Misty Row.
What a jerk.
Guy Pearce. What did he ever do?
Guy Pearce.
Luke McGregor.
Boo,
idiot.
Luke McGregor.
Ray Ma.
Oh, Ray Ma.
Come on, he's had his day. And Roger Corser. Well, he's dead to us too, so don't worry.
All right.
Ryan, we got it in the bag for you, buddy. Congratulations and well done on this year.
Oh, good on
and
you.
And your 25 guys. Years on Neighbours. Love you.
Yeah, good on you. Thanks, guys.
See you up there. Nice. See you at the strippers.
Righto. That's Ryan Maloney. We've got Dave Thornton next.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy. Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
Yeah, baby, it's going to be a massive. Lots to talk about. You've got one job.
Well, there's a few examples.
There's a few contenders. Yeah. We'll get to the bottom of that. We'll take your calls, 1-3-5-5 feet. Someone ordered a meat pie at the footy and there was no
heard
meat
about
in
that.
There's literally nothing in it.
I'm again, Australian.
You have one job.
You do.
Put meat in the pie.
Yeah.
If you've got any ideas or something like that, you know, one job ideas.
Hey, we're going to talk about the best gift you ever received. There's a golfer who bought his caddy, or gave his caddy, a 73 Dodge. How good's that?
Yeah. And a beautifully beautiful condition, Dodge.
Got a birthday coming up, guys. Okay. Just letting you know. We'll talk. Did we get to Pilot Week? There's a few shows there.
Shows I was going. Well, you know, there's a long time until Pilot Week comes up. Mm. But I've been a supporter of Pilot Week all along.
Mount Everest, there's a traffic jam. You can't get up. You can't get down.
Oh, that's
you
got
to climb over dead bodies.
Yeah, it's
just not what it used to be. Think of the Sherpas. We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. But let's start at the top with this guy.
Dave Thornton is very pragmatic about becoming a parent for the second time.
Your standards drop considerably on the second.
Okay.
You get to five, Jane can't even name who you're his child.
Calling it backup was a bit rough.
Speaking of parents, last time we heard about Dave's mum and her very first trip in an Uber.
We get to the destination, bless her cotton socks, she's 70. She opens the purse, she's like rifling through the money. She goes, how are we going to pay him? And I go, no. Run. And what's the blood just drain from her face?
Please welcome back Dave Thornton.
Hello, David.
Oh, Michael.
How are you?
Now, I was going to say David, and you're going to say Thorno.
And he's Mr. T. It was the Queen of Mr. T. We had this discussion earlier in the show.
Well, who knew? We were sort of saying who was better friends with you.
And they're going, we're not best mates. You can't call him Thorno.
In the Venn diagram of nicknames, none of you cross over. You've sincerely got your own patch of land.
What's happening, Thorno?
Well, initially, I'm off the will, thanks to that Uber story. That was great.
Your mum, make your mum run.
Oh, yeah.
That is pretty funny, I have to say.
What's your Uber rating, can I ask?
Actually, good question, because I took an Uber here. Good question. I think I'm still on the 4.8. I'm up there, mate.
4.8?
I'm a 4.63.
Yeah. I'm 4.69, and it hasn't moved for 2 years, and every Uber now I'm going in, I say, what have I done wrong? And then they go, have you got teenage kids?
I called Jane an Uber from my house.
Oh,
from my house going
don't
home.
Don't you perpetuate
it
this
down.
Myth.
It went down about 0.5.
Really? Yeah, but where was it sitting out before that?
What you did.
How dare
I don't know
you?
What you did.
How dare you?
I'm guessing someone copped a spray.
It was not. You're outrageous.
Down. Like, I can't get
you're
one
the
now.
One that approves of. Have you heard of this, Dave? They've now getting a button that you can press on Uber as you order it. You can tick a box that says quiet ride, and that means you request that the driver not speak to you.
Really?
Would you do that? Because Mick said he can't wait to press to tick that box.
That'll stop me shushing them.
Yeah. I think Mick walks in with a muzzle. There you go. You want to put this on? But
oh, good.
I feel that there's a theme here now for me on this show, which is pretty much
what?
Crapping on my family.
It's pretty well, that's okay.
Now, that's the through line. What's going on at home?
Well, you know what triggered me? I was listening to the show last week, and one of your call-ins, which was just bad parenting.
Always fun.
I went, I'm listening.
did you try and ring through? Did you?
Stop the car. Yeah,
pull over.
But this was Brad. He stood out a bit.
Freshly home from the hospital, doing the daddy thing. I thought I'd change the nappy. Thought, yep, I've got this. I'm
you're
so
on.
Proud. Exactly. Lifted her up with a big smile. The next one, ching, ceiling fan.
Oh, no.
No.
Yeah. Oh, Brad.
How's she going? She got wears a little helmet everywhere she goes?
She got a little bit of a limp, but no.
I'm off it. But no, you'd admit that's bad parenting.
Dave, that wasn't you, was it?
Well, it's just good to have friends in certain areas. Well, what happened was, so my six-month-old, this is a little while ago, I was being a very attentive father, and I was holding her and just scrolling through my iPhone.
Well, you can multitask, sure.
Yeah. And it fumbled in my hand and just, bang, cracked her on the top of their head.
Okay.
But the thing is, because the skull hasn't formed yet, I was worried it would just thunk between the cracks.
Because there's that real soft bit, that sort of, there's a bit of a dint.
I'd be worried it's like
I've still got that.
Yeah. I was worried it was like the sword in the stone, Mick. If I couldn't pull it out, I wasn't her real father. You know, like.
Excalibur.
Yeah, it's fine. Hey, but no, it's honestly, it's
did
fine.
Did you have a big gulp though when it happened? Did you go, I'm glad no one's filming me when I've done this? Did you?
Yeah, but it's fine. The screen's
your
fine.
Phone the screen's fine.
But the only thing is, and I don't know if Brad's the same, you know, you'll always hold it. You'll always be like,
you'll blame like anything in the future with your child's education.
Yep.
Doesn't get into a school.
Jane, she'll be like, I want to become a parking inspector. You're like, the iPhone.
What would have been good is if as your phone hit the baby's head, it took a screenshot. You can always show that for the rest of your life.
Oh, great. That was both the cause and the evidence right there.
Dave, as a young fellow and a young sort of dad, is it a big adjustment to sort of, it's a pretty domesticated life now. I'm not saying it's terrible. But I'm just saying, you
this
know,
is a woman with five children talking.
But it's a bit of a change, a bit of a, you know, do you understand when women who are not out working or, you know, in the house by themselves while they go a bit mad? Do I sound mad now?
You sound a bit mad. What's your question?
My question is, do you find yourself really bored being at home when you're around children?
What is wrong with you?
Why?
You are
I'm
terrible.
I'm being honest.
Well, this is, I don't know if Nikki's throwing the cat amongst the pigeons with this, but so my partner, Nikki, she hasn't got good hearing.
Okay.
That's what the relationship's
That's what
working.
She says.
Yeah, she's pretending.
Hey. Yeah.
And I was heading home from a gig early, actually, and I called home just to say, oh, yep, I'm coming home early. Ooh. And I said just offhand, I went, oh, so if you're having an affair, you know, kick him out now. Yeah. And she went, cool, see you at home. Just left it at that.
Wow. Yeah, you really want you want a bit of a real big guffawing. Oh, you prankster, God, you're a funny guy. Oh, yeah, oh, funny man. Muck around. I know she was played the straight bat.
Oh, she told me, I mean, I didn't know she was going to F45, but she was sweating a lot, she said.
Can you hang around? We need to get a song out there. We'll come back with more Thorno.
Dave Thornton with us. The Cheap Seats, Dave, and Bobcast podcast is available as well. More with Dave right after this.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Thorno, Mr. T, Dave Thornton in studio.
Mate, you told me to choose one. You can't go Thorno, Mr. T.
Have you ever been called Mr. T in your life?
No.
Okay, Mr. T. That's a good one for you.
Did you have a nickname?
B.A. Baracus.
Look out, here he is, Mr. T.
I love hearing what you're called. Is it like people were called as kids? Girls don't have nicknames as much, even though I was Fat Ken.
Oh,
that's another story. I'm still in therapy. But did you have a nickname?
I'll do some trust exercises.
Oh, it's pretty hard.
That's brutal.
Did you have a nickname?
this could have gone anywhere.
Really?
No, I honestly, through primary school, I was called the Milky Bar Kid because I was blonde with those glasses. Do you remember the Milky Bar Kid?
I remember the Milky
from the
Bar
old
kid.
Ads. Yeah.
Oh, you had glass specs as a kid.
Specs as a kid.
Oh,
we did that thing the other day. We said, who's the most famous person who's ever been to your school? And someone rang up, went the Milky Bar Kid. He used to be at my school. Did he change? He goes, oh, yeah. Once he became the Milky Bar Kid, turned into a showbiz asshole overnight.
That was me. I was doing a cash job.
I'm just thinking of you as a little boy with glasses. Was that were you the only one in your class with glasses at the time?
Yeah, I was.
Were you bullied as a child, Dave?
Oh, Jesus, what has happened here?
We're on here.
What is going on?
This is what she does. She gets in here. Hey, don't answer that question. Can I ask this? Will you be on the Gold Coast for the Logies? You've got about 8 different TV shows at the moment.
True.
You're on the Beep Test. You're on the Project. Spicks and Specs. Are you still doing that?
That show finished about 5 years ago.
It came back. It's been a special, Dave.
I beg your pardon.
A one-off special.
I know. To be honest, I got to update my Wikipedia page, to be honest. There's stuff on there that is not exactly flattering.
Are you going to be on the Gold Coast?
I've never been invited, mate. I've never been there.
It's really tough to get a gig to get invited to the Logies. I'm not kidding. And it's impossible to get a plus one. Really. I mean, you're banning it around like, you know, you've invited Ryan Malone. You know, you invited Scott McGregor.
Don't you have a plus one?
No, you haven't got a plus one.
I do.
You don't.
Do you?
I do.
Do you?
Good luck with that.
I got a plus three.
Do you? Mate, it's on the Goldie, though. I'm going to go to Cocktails and Dreams afterwards. I'll just be hanging out down there.
Normally, I only go up for school each week. But I'll make an exception this year for the Logies.
Dave, you have done acting. I know that you're in Upper Middle Bogan and you're very good in that. Have you got any plans to do any more acting?
I haven't got any acting on at this point in time.
All right. Don't scoff. That's a good question.
You know, so I'm a huge fan, but I would think you wouldn't have a big range.
Me?
Oh, man.
This is coming from a guy.
Lanky idiot is basically
this is
number
from
one.
Gary Poole. Gary Poole.
Gary Poole is a serious, serious character, and it takes a long time to get in Gary's
character.
Head.
Oh, really? Method acting.
Gary Poole from Gary Poole's Pools is quite complex. Don't you? And by the way, there's a nomination that never came through.
That's true. You know, though, guys, while I'm here, I'm on air, and you think, well, I've got the soapbox. I might as well use it.
Sure, go for it.
Go ahead.
Because, I haven't been acting. I have been gigging a bit just around the country.
Yeah.
Been going international, whatever.
We're international.
Stop bringing it up, guys. I went to Colorado at the start of the year, and shout out to Qantas because they just gave me an upgrade. And I've got to be honest, when you go to business, I realise there's two people in there. One, the people who paid for it. They're sitting there in their Chris Polo shirts doing whatever they need to do. Sure. And there's people like me who are sitting there going, it's free. Get it in, mate. You are just rolling everything. But there is a bone to pick that I do have with Qantas.
Hey, here we go.
Oh, okay.
Now, don't get me wrong. To the day I die, I'll probably fly Qantas.
Australian Airlines.
Sure. Australian Airlines. Yeah. They do
flying kangaroo, it is.
Yeah. Symbol. However, on my last flight, got the meals, and then they said, do you want a fantail as well on the back of that? I was like, well, why not?
That's an unusual dessert.
Fantail. They throw out fantails now. How's that, Jake?
Okay. One day when I go in business,
like it's the night of improv.
One night. Tell me about it.
Like trying to keep the live audience happy. Yeah.
Oh, the Milky Way kid was into it. Oh, yeah. This is going to happen.
What was in your fantail?
Well, this is it. So I open my fantail. Let it not be said I don't have range. Prop comedian here.
Brought it with you.
Because this is the thing. They're Qantas fantails. So what all they have on them, and we all know fantails, the fun of it, is you can say to your mate, who is this? Born in 1968.
That's Paul Hogan.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's always Paul Hogan.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's so true.
Yeah.
This one is just people who work for Qantas.
Are you sure you didn't dream this?
No, I'll read this out for you. Says, I was born in Sydney, New South Wales in 1963. Gained acclaim in the 80s for my Lockhead lounge and embryo chair designs.
Mm. Oh, I know who this is.
Who is it?
It's Mark Newsom. He's a designer.
Oh, my God.
Sweet.
Okay.
Jesus.
You weren't expecting that, were you?
How did that happen?
Hey, welcome to the nerdiest show on radio.
See, I have an unbelievable.
Is this QI? What the hell just happened?
You pulled that out going, no one will ever be able to get this.
I was reading it going, did I ruin that for you? You didn't ruin it whatsoever.
Okay.
That's unbelievable, Jane.
I'm interested in furniture on aeroplanes. See? Nobody knows me.
Did you know how to live?
You are completely, absolutely, you never saw that coming, did you? I said this once a day.
Mick, to me, this is an obituary. This is not a fantail. And Jane here is going, did you get his signature? Did you see him? Was Mark really there? This is incredible.
Well, Dave, I'm sorry.
Could he get us into the chairman's lounge?
Well, he designed the chairman's lounge.
I want to go in the chairman's lounge. Anyone listening to Qantas?
I'm quite sure that's not how you get over the line. Yeah. Like Veruca Salt.
Hey, you got anything to plug? What are you doing at the moment? Beep test, obviously. What about your podcast?
Oh, yeah, with Bob Murphy.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
How's that going?
That's great.
Between us, we've played over 300 games of AFL.
Right.
And, mate, we only kicked off last week, so it's kind of like this, but we do it for free.
And
Bobby and I do it every week. It usually comes out on a Thursday. Sometimes we've got mates on, you know, which is good.
Good to hear.
I like it.
And we're just talking rubbish, basically.
Well, I like a bit of rubbish, and I would like to hear you two boys talk rubbish too.
Bring in another fantail next time. We'll talk about Mark Newman next time.
Dave Thornton. This is Kennedy Malloy.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Hey, quick one. What's going on Mount Everest? Have you seen these photos?
I have, and
it's
I know that's like peak hour.
Like, there's just a column of people trying to get up.
I cannot believe. If someone told me that was a prank photo, I would have thought that. But it is actually one of the more morbid photos I've seen.
Form an orderly queue, like trying to get into the SCG or MCG, like half an hour before game time. It's just a queue.
Look, everything's changed. I don't know if it's the actual government being incredibly greedy, but to give so many people permits to be able to climb Mount Everest at the moment, here's the problem.
In the old days, you needed a Sherpa. It was you and a Sherpa, and you wouldn't run into anyone else. Might have to climb over the odd dead body.
Well, it's also climate change. Melting snow on Everest.
Are you saying it's easier?
Well, it's exposing dead bodies and garbage.
Oh, good stuff.
And that's how they have to step over. But also, this is the problem, Mick. See how many people there are? There's people who are climbing who are not experienced climbers at all. So there should be some rule or
You get caught behind one of them.
What? I mean, you can't just think because you've climbed a little, you know, on a school camp.
How many great mountains are there to climb in the world? And now it's just so – what they're saying is it's so you can say, I climbed Everest. Not even a serious mountaineer. You just want to walk around the world going – at a dinner party you can go, this is Robert Penfold.
Yeah.
He climbed Everest twice. Yes, I did. And let me tell you, the mountain was angry. You're a jerk. You're all jerks. What about the Sherpas? I feel sorry for the Sherpas.
I do too, because they are
probably doing double shifts.
Yeah. Totally under the pump. Australian man's recovering. he was discovered unconscious. So he's out cold on the Tibetan side of Mount Everest. Someone's walking past him and he's just out cold. So they have to pick him up and they've got to go down. Now imagine how many men that takes to bring him down, or women, but Sherpas, you know, bring him down.
And they need a chairlift. They just get in a chairlift.
It's really irresponsible.
You can get down. There's a little bar on top. Yes.
Have you ever had a desire? You know how people have
bucket lists. You know what I want to climb? I want to climb Mount Donabawang.
That's a very small mountain in Victoria, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not hard.
I think I've done that.
There is a pommer.
Trust me. You can climb that. Mandy Moore. Mandy Moore, the actress.
Okay, there you go.
You know, this is us. She's the star of that.
I rest my case.
She has...
Justin Bieber climbed it. He was on the shoulders of one of his security guys.
She started her climb to the Everest base camp. I don't care if it's base camp. She's doing the climb. She summited Mount Kilimanjaro last year. But, I mean, people really, you've got to acclimatise to do all those things. And I don't know, has anybody you know ever climbed Mount Everest? Give us a call if you've climbed Mount Everest.
If you have.
1-3-3-5-3.
Don't call in Toadie.
Toadie. He might have done it. Bear Grylls has done it.
Has he?
Yeah.
Bear Grylls, Mount Everest.
Yes. And you know what, I always get nervous.
To drink your own urine at the top of Everest because it'd be frozen. Icy. As you wee, it'd be like a big frozen fountain. It'd be like an icicle.
It'd be like
a popsicle.
Hey, I love though all those Everest books and those audio books and movies.
About what?
About Everest climbs.
Oh, I see you're just encouraging people now.
No, I'm not encouraging people. I think it's very interesting to do it, but I wouldn't do it.
I could have been a Sherpa. Do you know what? I wish I had a Sherpa.
Thanks, Dave. That's
like in regular life. Imagine if you had a Sherpa.
You have a Sherpa. It's your mother.
Imagine if you had a Sherpa and you just go, Sherpa Ting Tong, I would like my, carry that slab back to my
Fortunately, we're not
house.
In the slave trade in this country. Yeah. So.
I've got a caddy. Like a caddy.
You want
like
a permanent caddy.
Like a permanent caddy. Follows you around and just does stuff for you.
Okay.
What about that?
Okay.
Well, I'm seeing lots of people whose uncles have done it. That doesn't count.
Well, if you have climbed it, you can give us a ring, 1-3-3-5-3.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
We're talking about climbing Mount Everest.
Boring.
When it's May, I always get uptight because May is Everest climbing time. You know that? That's the only...
It's like easy. Isn't it? Why don't you try it in December or somewhere when it's a bit ordinary? That's what I would do.
Hey, we've had quite a few...
I'd do it in my underpants. I would do it in my underpants and thongs.
That's how they find you. That's how they find your body.
That's how I
sticking out of the ground.
Yeah,
your thongs sticking out of the ground.
All right, settle down.
Don't climb Mount Everest in the half in the nude.
That's right.
Hey, let's go to some callers. Mick. Hey, Mick, did you attempt to climb?
I was never going to climb. I just got to the base camp.
Yeah.
And on the way up, there was two people who were coming down who had lost fingers through frostbite
what?
While sitting there going up.
You're kidding.
Did you have a laugh?
No, not really. I felt a little bit sorry for them. But they'd paid $50,000 for all the permits.
What?
Sat there in a tent for about 21 days. Weather had come in, they couldn't go any further, and then they attempted it and lost
three fingers.
Oh, my God, in the long run. Didn't see that
in the brochure. Hey, we've got a prize for Mick.
Yeah, we have. In fact, we've got a 6-month KO sports subscription coming your way Mick.
You can watch them climbing
Everest. Watch the documentaries.
That's it. We've got every match live of the ICC Cricket World Cup, too.
Oh, there you go.
Hey, good on you.
Well done, Mick.
Hey, Nick.
Yes.
How you going? Did you get to base camp?
I got to base camp.
Yeah.
But can't anyone get to base camp?
It's still difficult because of the altitude.
Walk, Mick.
Yeah. It sounds like something your uncle could do with
a cardigan.
Oh, my
God. Sorry, Nick. It's embarrassing
There was a few oldies on the track.
Fit oldies, I'm suspecting.
All right. And what did you make of it? Was it peak hour? Was it bumper to bumper?
It wasn't bumper to bumper, but there was a lot of people still going up, and I was outside of climbing season too.
Okay. Oh.
And what do you think of all this?
Do you dine out in the story? Like, are you real bore at dinner parties? Like, what do you do, Nick? Well, I've climbed Everest twice.
You stick to no meat, Mick. You wouldn't survive. Let's just say you wouldn't survive.
Good on you, Nick.
Get off, Nick. Thanks
Thank
for your
you.
Contribution.
Hey, Beth.
Hey, how are you?
Yeah, who do you know that climbed or tried to climb Everest?
My brother just recently.
Oh, really? This May? In this batch?
Yeah, this May.
How'd he go?
He got to base camp 4 and then got a high altitude sickness and had to come back down. But because of the conditions, they all decided to come back down anyway.
And did he pay a lot of money to get permits as well, Beth?
Yeah, he did. He's actually, he's done a few climbs, but he actually wanted to do Everest. And he had to do all these permits. He had to give, you know, all these experiences of what he's done
before. Did he have a Sherpa?
Oh, yeah, he did, actually. Oh. He had a few.
What was his name?
I don't know yet. I've got to find out. Right.
Tell him to give me a card. I'm looking for a Sherpa.
Mick wants a Sherpa to have for him.
That'd be good, wouldn't it?
Yeah, everyday Sherpa.
Well, it's just a great idea in life.
You want I Dream of Jeannie. That's what you want.
Yeah.
You want Barbara Feldon.
Sherpa.
Oops.
Hey, bring me something.
Yes, master.
All right.
If you'd like to be Mick Sherpa, you can apply.
Hey, Todd Sampson. Todd Sampson has climbed Everest.
Like just the type of
well, good for
thing
him.
He would do.
It is. What's a great thing?
Hey, mate, go home and visit your family, Todd Sampson. He must hate his family or his wife.
He doesn't like his
wife and kids.
Oh, my
God. He works hard, and when he's got a minute he's like stringing himself up like Richard Harris in A Man Called Horse in some kind of mountain. Or
you've slagged off all these celebrities today, and they all ring up, so be very careful.
Todd Sampson, go home, spend some time with your wife and children. Good.
My apologies, Todd.
A drive home with a show motto is what could possibly go wrong. This is Kennedy Malloy.
All thanks to Bosch Heavy Duty Procore 18 volt two-piece brushless kit.
I love Bosch.
Me too.
I do too.
I don't mind them. It's good. By the way, Jane, lots of calls for you, correcting you.
Oh.
You meant to say Barbara Eden, where you said Barbara Feldon, who we all know was on Get Smart.
Right. Oh, that was 99.
You were 99, Dave. That's right. I mean, if you're going to do it, make a reference to a famous TV character.
Do you know what? In the big scheme of things,
to get it right.
In the big scheme of things, there's things
stand
in
by
life.
Everyone.
No, there's things in life I'm happy to apologise for, but a slip of the tongue like that, I really couldn't give a stuff.
Oh, jeez. All right. Well, I just think it's.
Oh well, you know what I meant. I did the arms.
I did that. He looked a bit bewitched to me.
Like that nose
job.
Elizabeth Montgomery, wasn't it?
Well, yes. All right, Dave.
Well, I look more like Barbara Feldon.
Dave, give yourself a prize.
Yeah. All right, KO.
But Barbara Feldon was 99. And
I look more like 99,
you
Donna.
You were referencing.
You do look a bit like 99.
But Barbara Eden.
Oh, Max.
Well, that's good.
Great thinking, 99.
And I'm the man of 1,000.
Oh, I'm much better than you at accents.
Go to something, Dave.
All right.
I think we're done here.
Hey, it's only Tuesday.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Of Monsters and Men. That's Little Talks, Kennedy Malloy.
Do you say you've interviewed them, have you?
I have. They're from Iceland, and they are fantastic live too, by the way.
Well, how many songs have they got?
I think they're about 2 or 3 albums in.
Name one.
The one from that song there.
That's the only one.
My Head is an Animal, I believe, was that album from the...
Can you prove you interviewed them?
2012. I got an ID, but they don't mention my name. So
Can we listen to them talk?
Okay.
Hello, hello, hello. We are Nana and Christian.
Someone from the office doing Swagadugan.
Okay.
I am Fnagan.
From Sesame Street.
What are you doing?
That's them. Nana is the singer's name, the lead singer. She's fantastic. And they came in with their sort of Arctic sweaters as well. They were full Icelandic.
Like Nana Muscuri. No. She's my favourite.
Oh, my God.
What was Nana Muscuri's?
Lemon tree, very pretty.
Yeah, that's
but the lemon flower is sweet.
Okay, we're done here.
Listen, that's the second time you've groaned.
It's been a long day.
You've groaned and sighed.
Yeah. Are you happy with your performance today?
Yes, I am, because I got to speak to two of my favourite stars
if
from Neighbours.
Toadie,
Ryan Maloney, Scott McGregor. Thank you for calling up, guys.
They
we love talking
cheat.
To you.
Everyone at Neighbours is cheating and trying to rig the line.
You are really terrible.
Yeah.
Now stop now.
Nah.
I'll get angry with you.
I'm going to get angry at you too. Yeah. You can't. You've got to keep stop calling people cheats.
Mm.
Don't you call MG a cheat? He's in tomorrow.
MG?
Denise Scott, yeah.
I love MG.
I know. Yeah. Just be respectful to all these people. Yeah. Come on, you're being silly.
Denise Scott's in tomorrow as well.
She'll sort you out.
Lovely. Yeah. What happened to her on Dancing with the Stars?
She didn't win it, but she did brilliantly.
It's sad.
You didn't support her.
I did.
No, you never have.
I asked her to twerk. Couldn't do it.
That's right. All right, grab the podcast up at kennedymalloy.com.au. We'll see you tomorrow.
Another unbelievable Kennedy Malloy podcast done and dusted. For the unbelievable deal of the year, grab a Bosch Heavy Duty ProCore 18-volt two-piece brushless kit for $299 at selected retailers now.